That's our buddy Ben Freiberg, who wears at least three hats than I can think of and does them all with equal facility. You were celebrating him last year down by the river for that paddleboard deal that he did.
Which one? I think that was the one. That was the Cuba. That was the Cuba trip, right?
Man.
That was the Cuba trip, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I was going to say because then we
came,
had the UConn trip.
Came from Cuba
trip,
to Florida.
And he was the first one to ever go down the Ocoee without falling the entire way, using a regular stand-up paddleboard, not even anything specially
designed.
Went
down that river in Alaska.
Yeah, and of course, set the 24-hour, a mileage record. I mean, 286 miles.
Yeah, it's one of those records that nobody. Well, it's gonna be a long time before
And he's doing it again. He's doing the Yukon again, actually. And this one is a totally different style race. But I mean, they have to he has to be armed for bears, for grizzlies, because I mean, the Yukon is not all that deep, and it won't be running as fast. That's one of the reasons he chose it. For that thing, because he wanted to get as far as he could in a short amount of time. This one's a little bit different. And so they literally have to go armed, stainless steel shotgun, because you don't want one of them thinking you're a salmon. So Ben's a pretty laid-back guy, but he's a mutant. He does everything perfectly.
He is.
Makes me sick.
The paradox, when you talk to him, he's so quiet. Yeah. He's so, self-effacing.
And then go paddling with him sometime.
Go play with him. Have you ever listened? You know what he's like as a player. He takes no prisoners with that either. Ben Freiberg and his trio, we just heard, are going to be on the Tennessee Valley Credit Union stage tonight, opening the evening at 6:15, followed by Rahsaan Barber and Everyday Magic.
Out of Nashville. They are, we had our one little Latin band, the COT Latin band out of Atlanta, and this is our sort of jazz offering out of Nashville. You never think about jazz in Nashville, but actually Chet Atkins had that his little bar restaurant there, Sales, and that's what he featured more than anything else. But these guys are really good. They're a lot of fun, and traditional, contemporary. It's a nice mix. It's not going to be offensive. It's extreme. Like all light jazz, it's much more fun to see than it is to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Right, I'm with you on that. And then following them, I mean, talking about mixed bags again, you're going to finish with the Zach Deputy.
Yep, he took over. Keller Williams said he, I guess, was through doing the one-man band thing. And so now he's touring with, Keller and the Keels and all these various things. And so somebody had to pick it up. And there are a couple of folks, and Zach Deputy is the one that is clearly out in front. Zach's a big fella, he's a jolly fella, he's a great songwriter. But he takes him about 2 minutes. And using looping technology, starting with a, with the mouth, and then a bass, and then a drum, and then he starts playing leads, and then he sings, and you got, and then all of a sudden you have a cacophony, And it is just a tremendous amount of fun to watch him. And then he'll get up and he'll walk around the audience and it's all still, you know, playing. And he'll grab somebody's head and go up and knock him in the noggin. That'll become part of it, you know. It's just, it'll be packed. It'll be packed down there, and they will all be having a lot of fun.
That's the Tennessee Valley Credit Union stage tonight at 9:15.
Last time Carl Denson was in town, he brought Zach up on stage. He'd seen him just practicing, and he said, I got to have me some of this. It wouldn't surprise me if he became part of the, you know, tiny universe one day.
Bud Light stage, I like the looks of that tonight. Guru Fish, I don't know anything about him other than what I've read on your website, but it sounds really interesting.
Yeah, we had them what several years ago, and they're just a typical jam band. They're very good at what they do, and people love to dance to them.
And that's everybody going to start dancing early with that. 5:45 on the Bud Light stage, and then the New Orleans Suspects with the two guys from Little Feat.
They're toying with the idea of calling it the music of Lowell George, or celebrating the music of Lowell George. And they decided to, I think with sadness, I'm sure, that not that many people really still remember the name. The younger folks, they don't know who that is. They know who Little Feat is.
Oh, that's too bad.
Isn't that sad? I didn't realize. The first time I saw them actually play, it was New Year's Eve. We took just a wild, we had no plans to do anything a couple of years back. Went down and saw them at Smith's Old Bar. And went in and sat down, and I knew who played in the band, so it had to be good. I mean, it's just this superstar band from all these New Orleans, you know, the Radiators, Neville Brothers, and I mean, everybody's represented. And they did a bunch of Little Feat covers, and then they did a couple of Robert Palmer covers. And they did really offbeat stuff like Julia, which went into Sneakin' Sally. And then they did another Robert Palmer song. I didn't realize that that first album, Robert Palmer, was produced by Lowell George. Mm. I did not know.
Okay, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
But a lot of those are Alan Toussaint songs, too.
So yeah, absolutely, sure enough.
The New Orleans connection, right? You got country music on the Coke stage tonight, right, Justin Moore.
He has a fan club. A Facebook fan club that is bigger than Widespread's. He has a phenomenal reach. I think he is that cult country band. You don't get many of them. Zach Brown, and I don't even know if I could come up with another one right now. But he's one. People follow Pat Green. Pat Green would come to mind.
Where are you going to be tonight? I have a feeling New Orleans Suspects.
Yeah, New Orleans Suspects are hard to beat now. Yeah. I mean, and the leader of the band is the sax player, who is Fred Flintstone. He looks exactly like Fred Flintstone. He wears a leopard print jacket that looks just like Fred Flintstone's little tunic, and he never says anything, but he is the leader of the band. He played with James Brown for years and years, and they're tight as a tick.
Let's listen to him.